Mickey, this will be another big test for Tyrone, and I suppose over the past maybe year, year and a half, you've been building what many people have described as a new team.
Aye, well, it is, I suppose. You see, what are new teams? Like, I think people sometimes get lost in the blur of a period of time. And, you know, the 2003 team wasn't the team that won it in 2005. There was five changes on the starting team. The team that won it in 2008 was five more changes. So that's 10 of a turnover from 3 to 8. So people look at this back through a lens which says this was one outfit that did all of this. People used to say that about the great Kerry team as well, where a lot of the core players were there, but there were changes happened in throughout that period. So I think we're in the same position, and now we're at a position where we've got some of the people from all of those vintages, if you like, and some new, more young men. And that's good. That's good, because this is a team that has to find their own niche. And achieving an All-Ireland semi-final this year is probably them making a statement of, we can do this amount. Now they have to challenge, can they do some more?
Mickey, 200 games in charge this will be. Where have all those 200 games gone in a 10-year period?
I'm privileged to be able to be with Tyrone team for that period of time. It's a gift that I'm very glad to have had from the county board and from the people who run football in Tyrone. I'll be always appreciative of that. And I hope that there's a few more after it as well.
Mickey, hopefully at least 201 anyway. Mickey, do you remember your first game in charge against Fermanagh?
I don't remember it as well as I remember my first league game. My first league game in charge was away to Roscommon in Hyde Park, and they beat us by a point with 14 men. They got a man sent off and beat us by a point. Hardly a wonderful opening to my inter-county league career anyway as a manager. But I still believe that we'd win the league that year, and we did, even though we lost two of our first four matches.
Fair to say, Mickey, it's been a long journey since then.
It certainly has. It has been a great journey, and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to do it, as I say. And I've been blessed to be involved with so many good players and so many good people involved in the sport in this county, and sitting here tonight probably is a testament to all of that and all of them.
And Mickey, obviously the Mayo Challenge, you've I'm sure you've watched them, you've analysed them as you always do. It'll be a big test, but Tyrone are up for this battle.
Well, I hope we are. I mean, we intend to be up for it to the best of our ability. We appreciate how good Mayo have been, and you know, people always talk about you'll talk up the opposition, but I don't think you have to talk up Mayo this year. I mean, the results speak for themselves, the margin of victory speaks for itself, the way they demolished Donegal speaks for itself. So we're not actually conjuring up some cosy picture of trying to build up an opposition to something that they're not. They are a serious outfit, and we will have to be at our best to be close to them. And if we're at our best and are close to them, then I'd be happy with that, because if we're close to them, we could actually beat them.
The younger players have certainly stepped up to the plate. They have benefited from the experience, so have the older players from 2003, 2005 and 2008.
For sure. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, the young players need to be in the company of those really good, experienced players, because the younger, the older players, so to speak, get energy from the new young boys. They love to see them go. They love to see the energy and the legs, so to speak, that they have. And the younger players see what these men are made of. They see what matters to them. They see what they're prepared to put in to win games, and the way they're prepared to put their life on hold to be good athletes. So I think one thing lends, they complement each other, and I think it's good to have people across the spectrum who are serious athletes.
What about the injury situation of Stephen Kearney, Rivenock, Joe as well? Everything should be okay?
Everything should be okay. Obviously, Paddy McNeice and Niall Morgan are the two people who won't be available, but I think Joe will be okay after his groin injury. He should be okay. Stevie's fine. And no, I think we'll have as full a complement of players as we possibly can have at this time of the year.
And a lot of those younger players, Mickey, we talked about, have played against Mayo before in an All-Ireland final that went to replay, so they'll be pretty familiar with them.
They will, of course. I mean, Mayo in many ways are kind of like Tyrone. They have lots of good underage teams and lots of underage success. And back right to the 70s, Tyrone Miners, Tyrone Under-21s met Mayo on regular occasions. And that's the way it is. We seem to produce decent underage players, both counties. And that 2008 final was a bit of a classic, actually, that went to a replay. And in Longford, Tyrone excelled on the day and won the game. And I suppose that's always good for them, because they'll be seeing four or five of the people who played against them that day, and there'll be four or five of ours on duty in some shape or form as well. So that's the way of the world, you know, the thing moves on, they're senior players now.
And the league game obviously in Castlebar ended up with a Stephen O'Neill penalty. Would you take that again?
Take it all right. If it's the same in Croke Park and there's a penalty in the last minute and Stephen O'Neill sticks in the net, I'll take that surely. We were fairly in control of that game until the last 8 or 10 minutes. Then we lost a grip of it altogether. And then, lucky enough, we seized the opportunity again to create the goal opportunity and Stevie put it away. So I'll take that. If that's the way it turns out, I'll be very happy.
Mickey, in Newbridge, tough battle to come out of Newbridge, but just after the game, the Tyrone players got into huddle and I was right beside them and Sean Kavanagh gave a real rousing speech about how important the battle it was to come through for the young boys and withstand them. And since then he's went to Croke Park and he's practised what he's preached. He's hit 13 points. How big a player has Sean Kavanagh been for Tyrone this championship run?
Well, I mean, he's always been a big player for Tyrone, and I suppose he had a couple of years there where he lost out through injury, and I think he's making up for lost time, and I think it's just great that he's come back and determined to establish himself again as one of the best players that ever played the game, and more people are beginning to recognise that. We knew that in Tyrone for a long period, because when you think back, he was scarcely 20 years of age when he played midfield in his first All-Ireland senior, and was a very good player at that time, and here he is now 10 or 11 years later still performing at a very high level. So I mean, he's just he's central to all that's been good in Tyrone football over the last 10 or 12 years.
And the clash of the two sets of drivers in the middle of the field, Aidan O'Shea is playing superb football for me with the minute two, Mickey.
Aye, without a doubt he's playing the best I've ever seen him play, and I think he's really matured into a serious player. In his younger days, people would have said that he was a bit slow on it and that he might suffer from, you know, putting on a bit of weight or whatever, but actually he obviously has looked after himself very well, and he's as lean as I've ever seen him, and he's playing football at the top of his career, and it'll be a very interesting battle as between the two brothers. Yeah, it was a shock. The margin of victory they had over Donegal was certainly a shock. You know, I'd like to think that we can be closer than that to them, and if we're closer than that to them, then we're in a position to give it a shot to try and win the game. I wouldn't like to fall behind as far as Donegal did, because Mayo, the form they're in at the minute, they would not let you back into the game, so we have to be very safe at the back. We have to try and contain them as long as we can and try and ping off a few scores ourselves.
Having talked to the Tyrone captain earlier on, Mickey, Stephen said obviously he remembers getting beat in 1987 in the minor final and what that did to that team to drive them on for the following year, and that will be the way Mayo will feel perhaps going into this game.
I have no doubt that they are, and I suppose again, because all of the talk that's out about Mayo, that they're chokers and that they can't do this and they can't do that, and I've said for many years now that while people may despise them, or not despise, be disparaging towards them for not winning finals, there's a whole lot of counties haven't lost finals because they weren't in it, you know. So because they've been contesting finals, both National League titles, National League finals and All-Ireland finals, and at various levels, they're no bad outfit, and they're to be respected.
I might just want to ask you one more thing. You said earlier on in the year, okay, the one thing you did say was that if Stephen O'Neill was fit and Sean Kavanagh was fit, Tyrone wouldn't be far away. That's still very much the case, isn't it?
It is the case. They're two key players. They're serious competitors. And if they're both on form, then we're definitely worth dealing with. Yeah.